With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After a week of talking about what they were going to do and where they were going to do it, the Biden administration Friday began to carry out strikes against Iran-backed militants and Iranian military targets in Iraq and Syria. It's in retaliation for a drone strike on an American base in Jordan last Sunday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. hit more than 80 targets.
Target facilities included command and control centers, as well as headquarters buildings and intelligence centers, rocket, missile, and drone storage facilities, and logistics and munitions supply chain facilities.
Kirby says the U.S. is not seeking war in the Middle East.
We will not hesitate to defend our people and hold responsible all those who harm Americans at a time, a place of our choosing. That began tonight, but it will not end tonight.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's facing intense pressure to fix the southern border crisis. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Republicans have long criticized the president's immigration policies and called for asylum restrictions. But it's not just GOP officials putting pressure on the White House to limit border crossings. Nine Democratic governors from all across the country recently sent a letter to the president pleading for action to solve what has become a humanitarian crisis. With a record flow of migrants entering the U.S., states and cities are spending billions to respond, but are failing to keep pace with the new arrivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Forecasters are warning that the Pineapple Express heading to California could have life-threatening impacts. Los Angeles could see over 5 inches of rain in just 3 days. Forecasters say flash flooding and river flooding could happen Sunday in areas already saturated by recent rain. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Gen Z.
They are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kentucky House passes a bill instructing public schools to set aside time for a moment of silence at the start of each school day. The measure easily cleared the House, now moves on to the Senate. The moment of silence would last 1 to 2 minutes at the start of each day in public school. Students would decide how to use that time, and school personnel would be prohibited from instructing them on their silent reflection. This is SRN News. Another vehicle recall. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Tesla's recalling almost every vehicle it has sold in the U.S. The problem is the warning lights on the instrument panel. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font size than required, and that can make critical safety information hard to read, thereby increasing the risk of a crash. This recall covers the models S, X, 3, and Y from various years. It even covers the brand new 2024 Cybertruck. The fix is an online software update. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities say more than 24 bundles of cocaine washed up on the beach along Texas' South Padre Island earlier this week. Park rangers found the bundles with an estimated value of more than $2 million. More details at SRNnews.com.